Today we're going to look at the commercialisation of public services. Now, in this climate of cuts, of outsourcing and so on, this may seem a climate where this is worth considering. Now, in the studio today is Professor Keith Goffin. Now, Keith, you've done some research in this area and you've come up with some surprising findings.
Yes, we've done two phases of the research. We did a survey of civil servants in the UK, their views on innovation in public sector. What could you do to innovate? What were ways of actually saving costs and coming up with improved ways of offering services? So we did a survey of views on the process of innovation within the public sector. And the other thing was we had a look at a couple of case studies from that survey, a couple of examples where people said this is leading edge, this is a type of innovation in the public sector that's really good. And that particular type of innovation was so-called commercialisation. And that was the interesting thing, because commercialisation is public sector, part of a public sector organisation, some particular capability or skill that's got, linked together with a commercial partner, and the two together come up with something that's far greater than either. So this is very different to some of the typical ways that public sector, both in the UK but also around the world, because just about every country has got to cut its spending on the public sector, on public services. But most countries, and a lot of the focus in the UK at the moment, is cutting services or outsourcing. Commercialisation is actually a different approach, which actually is very, very interesting if public sector organisations can actually develop the right approaches to implement commercialisation.
So, in other words, there is a bit of a third way here, neither cuts nor outsourcing. Now, give me some examples of the ones that you looked at briefly.
Okay, there were a couple of examples. We had a look at public sector required broadband in Wales. Wales is relatively lowly populated, you know, certain centres of population, we've got the cities, but then very large rural areas as well. For a commercial organisation to provide broadband access for all of that area was not actually something they're interested in. But the public sector needed it, obviously, to link up councils, healthcare, emergency services. There's a real need there. Now, when you brought those two together, you could actually find a way where it was interesting for the commercial organisation to invest in helping to develop this infrastructure that was supporting then not just consumer access to the internet, but also some of these services as well. So once again, two organisations come together, identified joint capabilities and skills which can be put together to address a particular need. The other one we had a look at was the Meteorological Office. So the Met Office has obviously got a huge history of analysing weather data. Now, what they actually recognised was that a number of diseases, particularly respiratory ones, are influenced by the weather. And very often people have severe respiratory problems if it's particular types of weather they'll feel ill, and they're actually large when there's particular types of weather. Lots of people go to hospitals and want to be actually checked, am I okay? Now, what the Met Office recognised, and then working with a commercial company that offers medical data analysis and provision, was that if these people could be warned in advance, particular weather conditions coming, you will feel this way, they are less likely to go to hospitals. Now, that saves a lot of costs of people being checked out, etc. So it works very well together. But the Met Office on its own didn't have the contacts and the links to the healthcare that would work in a particularly good way. Originally, they worked with UK hospitals and offered it as a particular service that was free. Then when they had to start charging, hospitals didn't see the value. Another organisation, commercial organisation, could make the link that made this service interesting for hospitals and also a revenue generator for the Met Office and the taxpayer.
Now, these